Both of the readings for today on this feast of the great bishop and martyr, Saint Josaphat, have to do the epistle from Saint Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews, as well as the gospel with Jesus Christ, the high priest. And so too was and is any of the priests of the church that follows Christ and gives his life for the church, for the sheep. Saint Josaphat was such a one. He, as a young boy, converted to the Catholic faith. His family and he was born in northern Poland, and in fact, some of his life was spent in Lithuania, in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. And he became a Catholic, perhaps through the influence of the Jesuits that were by then very strong there, and also the influence of the Basilian fathers, whose order he joined, the order of St. Basil, a monastic order, but yet at the same time a priestly order. So they served parishes, as they still do today. And he eventually was made an archbishop and converted many, many Orthodox to the following of the Roman Church, of the Holy Father, the Pope. And as such, he gained many enemies. You cannot do something good without making enemies. And so it was with St. Josaphat. And so he knew that his time was limited. And so he was going from one place to the other, and he agreed to meet some of those who did not believe on the road, because he wanted to preach to them and convert them. Instead, they came upon him all like a bunch of wolves, and they beat him, and they cut his head with a sword and an axe, and then threw his body into a river. This was in the year 1623. And eventually it was brought not only to the West, but also particularly to Rome, to St. Peter's, where it is not far from the papal altar in St. Peter's, where one can venerate his body, which until recently was able to be seen. But in the last few years has been covered up for whatever reason. Nevertheless, on this day, there were many great celebrations, especially of the Mass in the Oriental Rites, because he was an Oriental Catholic bishop. And of course, there are about 34 rites in the Church. It's not just the Roman Rite. There are about 34 rites within the Church, and that includes the rite which the Ukrainians use, which is that of St. John Chrysostom. And so we give thanks for him. And I was very familiar with him and with that rite when, as a teenager, already things began to go bad in the 70s. And my parents and I decided that we were no longer going to be able to go. The best church in our area was a Dominican church, but even the Dominicans went bad. And so we decided to go to the Ukrainian Catholic Church, where the liturgy, even though part of it was in Old Slavonic, which is their liturgical language, nevertheless was beautiful and reverent, and communion was received in the mouth. It's not only in the tongue, but they actually take the body of Christ and the precious blood, and with a spoon, they drop it onto your tongue without touching it. And so that is the way the Oriental Catholics receive Holy Communion. And so if you're ever in the vicinity of a Ukrainian Catholic church, you have St. Josaphat to thank for that magnificent church. And 90% of them are of the order of the Father of the Church, St. Basil the Great. We pray to him today for the unity of the Church, for conversion, not only of those who have left the Church in the East, who call themselves Orthodox, but are not, but also all the people within the Western Church that are not any more Orthodox than anybody else. And then, of course, we pray for all the Protestants and all the other heathens who have left the Church altogether. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.